Baby girl, what's your number? Hello.
I'm Welcome. Carly.
And I'm Casey. And we're here to talk about some very fucking serious topics.
Guys, if you haven't heard about what's your number, then you have not lived.
You are not ready for this fucking series.
Okay, Casey.
Carly.
If I go, Casey, girl, what's your number?
And I will say, baby girl, what's my number? You're gonna beg me to fucking say
7.5. Why?
Why? I will tell you why.
Casey will tell you why.
Girls and boys alike. Okay, and I'll be honest, boys have a different skill than girls.
No, boys, this is not for you.
Boys, we'll get to you guys and we'll get some feedback.
We'll get to you probably never, so just log
so
off.
So just bye. Girls. So we all know what it's like to start from sober to blackout. Blackout being
a 10, and honestly, I don't know if you guys know this, but zero is sober. So
okay, I'll be honest, zero is less than sober.
Zero is like you're in a bad mood, like you're not gonna get there, so like just honestly go to bed.
Go fuck yourself and go to bed. And we've all fucking been there. I had to fucking pull Carly out of a fucking mood today, and she had
I'm here and I'm ready.
Had to pull me out of a fucking mood yesterday, but let's get back to the point.
7.5. Casey, bring it.
All right, ladies. So the goal every time we go out is to be at like a good point where you like are having so much fucking fun and you are a little bit on your wild side, but you don't want to like forget all the good times. So it took us
four years
as a couple to figure out that, okay, let's rewind.
Casey, I'm going to ask you.
Ask
it. Please specifically tell me, as if I don't already know, and our viewers, why a 7.5 is where you want to be.
Okay.
Take it away.
So this is why you want to be at a 7.5. Because at a 7.5, okay, and I'm going to remind the listeners that a 10 is blackout. So a 7.5 is perfect for two reasons. You have room to grow. So you can go from a 7.5 to all the way to a 10, which is blackout. But you can also go from a 7.5 to like a 5.
Which is honestly, you never want to do that.
No, you never want to work backwards, but you can.
You can.
That's, if you feel necessary. Yes. So, like, if you're in an emergency situation and you're like, fuck, I can't be this drunk anymore, then you're, like, good to go backwards. Like, you can get a water at the bar and, like, you are good to go backwards.
Sir, I need a water.
Like, excuse me.
That is every bartender's worst fucking nightmare. Thank you.
They want you to be responsible, though. So, if you need a fucking water, whether you're a 7.5 or you're a 2, you get your fucking self a water and you take care of your goddamn temple. That is your body.
Body is a temple.
But also, more importantly, if you're a 7.5 and you feel like you might become a 10, you've got room to work. So let's just like bring it back.
Let's give them an example, okay?
Give them an example.
An example. Because this is what happens every time that we're out together. And I'm like, Casey, you know what I'm going to say. I'm like, Casey, what's your number? What do you say?
I say, oh, I'm like a 5.
I go, Casey girl, attends a blackout, and what do you say?
And then I go, oh, fuck. Put that in perspective. I'm like a 3.
Thanks. So, girls, always remember that 10 is blackout. And that is honestly, I know we said 7.5 is where you want to be, but 10 is a blackout. It's where you want to be.
No, you're giving bad advice. Okay, listeners.
Okay, next episode is what I think is good advice and what Casey thinks is good advice. And you know what, girls? It's different. And let me tell you, we got different things going on.
Carly, do we need to really preface our viewers with this right this moment?
Honestly.
Should we just put it all out there?
Put it out there.
Put your titties on the floor.
Titties are on the floor.
Titties are on the table.
Mind you, my whole entire body is going to have to be on the floor in order for my titties
Carly
to reach the
has,
floor.
Carly has to get fucking naked for to her to expose her fucking
titties.
Demons.
Okay.
Oh, titties and demons.
Demons.
Okay, I just want to wrap up the whole 0 to 10 thing. Girls, I regret the past 4 years because we just implemented this system where I would look at Carly and be like, what's your number? And it honestly saved us a lot of like moments because sometimes I would be at like a fucking 11 and Carly would be at a 4 and then she'd be taking care of me. We would never know. So now every time we go out, I'm like, what's your number? And we could like gauge each other. So like, you really should know what, like, where your girlfriends are at, like, what's the goal for the night, like, and that's fine, because sometimes Carly and I are like, let's fucking go get at a 10 or an 11, and 11 does not count, it's not on the scale, but sometimes it happens. But then also sometimes we're just chilling at the bar with, like, our daddies, and we're like, okay, let's get to a fucking 5. So I just want you guys to really start implementing this system.
Girls.
Right? Carly, tell them. Girls. It's so important.
Okay. No, I'm gonna agree, but I'm also gonna retract a bit.
Oh.
So, we can't, I'm sorry. You know what I'm gonna say. Okay. We started this system probably 2 or 3
a month ago.
No. Okay, fair.
A month.
But that kind of, it honestly got Carly, me, a little out of control.
Same.
Because I would label myself a 6, and Casey, this bitch, would be like, Carly, that's not good enough. You need to get on at least a 7.5, preferably an 8. Girls, when I'm at an 8, my morals, goodbye.
Yo, we will get into this. We don't want to fucking open a can of worms.
Everything I've ever stood for, mother, I love you. You taught me everything I could ever need, but
out
sorry,
the window.
As soon as your girl hits an 8 out of 10, those like good fucking bye, you might as well send them over to fucking China because they're gone.
I think Carly's point is that your best friends could use the system against you.
Yes.
I think that's your point.
But I
because we could coerce. We could be like, Carly, you're at a fucking 9, so, like, watch what happens.
Simmer down, but also.
So your friends could use it against you, but that's only your fake friends.
But honestly.
Good friends would never use it against you.
Honestly, honestly, I'm going to disagree again because.
All right, give me the tea against
it. I mean, I'm just going to be real. Like, you're one of my best friends, and, like, when I tell
what
you.
What do you mean one of your best
Casey,
friends?
Fuck off.
Like,
don't even
one
go-
of your one best friends?
Yes, one I have two. One best friend and Casey is it. Therefore, she's sensitive. Anyway.
I'm so sensitive.
So, but you can, they can, she can also use it against me because she's like.
100%
we,
will.
Okay, we started this. So it's like, we understand. So it's like, what's your number? And I'm like a 6. She goes, Carly, that's not enough. hike it up. And I'm like, you know what, Casey, you are right. You know, I'm going to go chug some Burnett's as a broke-ass college bitch, and I'm going to go make mistakes that I probably will not regret the next day.
And you wish she would. You know, you want to know when she said, I'm going to go chug Burnett's, you want to know who was holding the bottle? It was me.
It was her, because I'm that's what best friends do.
And forcing the bottle down her fucking throat. So, I think the point of this, okay, Carly is, I just want you all to know, Carly is holding
lime
Burnett's, and this is our roommate's Burnett's. God bless, Amber. God bless your soul, Amber. I
will buy you some more tomorrow with my daddy's money.
Baby girl, you left the scene at the wrong time, but now we are holding your fucking bottle of Burnett's, and Carly is going to gracefully take a little sip, and I'll describe it to you. She looks fabulous. Ow.
Ow.
Ouch. Like, not a sexy owl, but like a wow owl. No, there was nothing hurt.
Sexy about it.
No. Girls.
Right. Honestly, we have so much to talk about. Like, not gonna lie, Daddy Gang was our inspo.
You were my inspiration. Okay, all right. If we're gonna be fucking real for a minute, we're gonna be fucking real, you guys. Okay, so
we.
Okay, I'm actually going to be very fucking real.
Just do it, dude.
So, I have 3 friends in the entire world, and they were my friends since freshman year. Since freshman year, they're my only college friends that I give a fuck about. So, we have been acting ridiculously for 3 fucking years, okay? And we're about to graduate, and we just discovered the fucking Daddy Gang. So, I'm shouting out to fucking Alex and Sophia.
Honey.
You guys, like, we are totally, we're just aspiring.
We get it.
You guys capitalized on this way before anyone else could. But let me fucking tell you what. They might be a few years older than us, but we have been fucking living their lives since day fucking
girls,
number one.
We listened to this podcast, and we, like, it'll come out, like, up in random conversations. Like, I'll be like, Case, like, I just heard this on Call Her Daddy, and she's like, she already knows what I'm gonna say. Like, it just comes up. I'm like, did you hear about this position? Did you hear about this savage fucking move?
I swear to God.
It happens though. We talk about it. We're currently on our fucking couch in this dead, like, gross ass apartment.
We're about to graduate.
I'm staring at McDonald's. Who the fuck cares?
Fucking McDick me down right
dick
now.
Dick me right now.
McDick me.
It doesn't matter. So we talk about all the shit that they bring up, and we listen, and we're like, honestly, I'm so glad that other girls feel this way. So we're not trying to step on your feet. We're really not. We're trying to just bring a new spin, like a, you know.
But can I be honest? Can I be fucking honest?
Honestly, Casey, don't ever be not honest.
I'm a fucking honest soul. Like, I tell you all how it is.
I'm not. So watch out. Okay.
I'm so fucking honest. Call Her Daddy is on a different spectrum. I guarantee you,
for sure,
the majority of the girls that listen to that have never experienced anything remotely close to that. Like, they're fucking Hollywood. They need to speak to a whole different realm of women.
Okay, but here it is. We're still in college. I mean, granted, bad timing. We're graduating in a week.
No, we know what it's like.
You know what? We have just been through the 4 years, and you know what? We have fucking stories to tell, girls, and I think everyone can relate. We've all been there. If you haven't been there, then you're gonna go there.
Also, can I just say, I need to preface this by saying, Alex and Sophia, you guys are fucking amazing, but also, You came from money.
True.
Carly and I are in so much debt. Like, we...
And even if they didn't come from money, even they, if they do a great job of making their life lavish. They make it
fucking sound like you guys are living the fucking dream, and I'm jealous.
Like, I'm about to go graduate and live with my fucking mother. Same. So, honestly, it's different.
We just want to try and reach the population that hasn't experienced such diverse, and such, because let's be real, guys, most women and their fucking history and their fucking experiences, it is nothing like that. It is absolutely nothing like that. Like,
let me tell you, I listened to that podcast and I'm like, What's it like? I'm like, what's it like? Because I don't know. I'm dealing with these scrawny ass frat boys. Mm-hmm. And
they don't know how to deal with a woman.
Mm-mm. They're like, okay, I'm going to throw you away the next day. But anyway.
Can I tell our listeners the diversity between you and I?
I mean, it's basically Alex.
I'm going to expose you. I'm going to expose you.
Expose me? Episode, baby girl.
Episode one.
One's about to get lit.
And thankfully, nobody is going to hear this besides us.
No one.
But, oh my God, you guys need to hear this because Carly and I have been talking about this for like a month now. So,
go.
This is why we feel like we could be very good role models for you. Okay.
Role models.
Because, baby girls. A, girls, you're going to be so fucking disappointed. And I'm disappointed to tell you this.
What?
But tell me. I am in a very fucking Okay, but this is why we make a good team.
You didn't even finish your sentence.
You didn't, but you know what I'm going to say.
They don't.
All right, this is why Carly and I make a good fucking team. Because, A, Casey, that's me.
That's the blonde.
The blondie. I am in a perfect relationship.
Girls, like, you think she's kidding, but fuck.
This man, I met him 3 years ago, like a couple months ago. It's been like 3.5 years, and this man, I swear to God.
We can get into that whole entire drama.
That's a whole new episode. Wait, that's a whole new episode, but I need to preface that for you. Like, we have both sides of the fucking story.
Oh, baby girl.
So I have a perfect relationship, but Carly, my fucking counterpart.
That's me, girls.
Girls, she has a troubled.
It's troubled.
Tell them. Wait, okay. You tell them in your own voice.
No, okay. This is entire different episode.
It's so in a different episode, but like, tell them.
Honestly, I'm excited for you guys to be on this journey with me. But basically, I've been dating this man's for 3 years. And, like, that's pretty much insane. But there are so many things wrong with it, and girls, I'm here to tell you that it is so okay to acknowledge it and just be like, holy shit, it's not gonna work.
It's not for me.
It's not for me, and you know what? That sexy ass guy down the street with the six pack and the blonde flow and the blue eyes, you know?
And the game.
And the game. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. It's all about the fucking game. Okay. Anyway, we have so much to talk about.
I think our next episode is going to be about boys' game.
Versus girls' game.
I think girls play the fucking game.
Girls.
So good.
Girls.
We know way too much about the girls' game.
When I tell you he doesn't have game, a.k.a. me, my boyfriend, I'm not saying I don't have game. Casey can vouch for me. I have so much game. I don't even know what to do with it. My boyfriend doesn't know what to do with it. It's like, what the fuck, girls? What do I do? So, in a upcoming episode, we're going to talk about our game, boys' game and what the fuck to do with it, all right? How does that sound?
It really, Carly, it sounds like I want to fuck you right now. And you're, if, for, because you guys can't fucking watch, Carly just took another fucking, turn it off. It's outside. Oh my God, they're listening. Okay, so boys and girls, I really need to
honestly,
recap.
Honestly, just girls, I don't care about
can I
dudes.
Recap for them?
Recap, for our listeners? Baby girl.
Okay. So, we started off the night at...
Introductions, like it's us.
What's our name?
Girl, what's your number? Thank to the you.
Okay. So, our most important thing is getting in touch with the females of our generation.
And I'm talking, I'm honestly, we can go as low as, like, 17, 18. Like, those girls are savages. Like,
dude, they're fucking worse honestly, than we were.
Honestly, 16, let's just, let's
this
hike
is a whole new episode. Like let's hike we are opening up a can of fucking worms.
We can go as old as whoever, if you're 30 and you feel like you're fucking 20, I don't care.
I don't
listen
care.
Up, bitches. Sorry, right. We just totally got distracted by the fucking bros outside.
Yeah,
anyway,
sorry.
Anyway, well, yeah, boys.
Wait, no. Okay, so, babies. Girlies. Baby girls. It smells like pot. All
it
right.
Does. We're getting
don't go
off.
To college. Don't go to college.
Never.
It's so distracting.
Go, okay. But then graduate quick.
Okay, so, my... Okay, we have a couple of main points to take away from
yeah,
this
we
evening.
Do.
First of all, we need to establish a scale among yeah. all women.
All women.
So I'm talking to my best friends at this point, and I will say, what's your fucking number? It's got girls. It is so much more important than you think it is because we all need to get on the same page when we go out and this and that. You cannot let your friends go being... You can, okay, all right, if I'm being honest, you can't let your best friend go being a 2, and you can't let your best friend go being a 10. You all have to be at a minimum, which is a 7.5.
Girls, think of it this way. You, okay, this is really, this could be degrading, but girls, we're not degrading. Okay.
No.
You,
never degrading.
You don't want to be friends with a 2. No.
And we're not talking about looks.
No.
She,
no.
She could be ugly, but she could be at a 6.
Wait, so Casey, honestly, I was talking about looks. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's
I'm
a whole trying, new topic.
I know. We'll get into it later. You, just think of it this way. You don't want to be friends with it, too. Like, fuck that. She can go, like, you know, send her home.
Personalities
are great, but, like, looks, too? Nah. Okay, so you also don't want... Okay, let's be real. Who the fuck wants to be friends with a 10? I'm not saying we don't have 10 friends. Casey.
I'm a fucking 10.
Okay, let me compliment you before you fucking compliment yourself.
You're a fucking 10,
but no
bitch.
One wants to be friends with a 10. 10 because it's like, holy shit, this
we're not
sucks.
Early. We didn't get into fucking look grades.
You're
look, we got into fucking drunkness.
Okay, so I'm trying to, like, you know, make a metaphor here and you're ruining it.
It's just a foreshadowing.
It's
for
a
what
foreshadowing
we're gonna talk about.
For what's to come. So basically, think of it as look, so because you want to be mediocre, you don't want to be too extra, but you don't, you like, you, who wants to be like fucking, you know, lying down and like going to bed? No one.
Starfish. No
so,
one.
No, starfish. Talk about it later.
All right. So, okay. Girls, the point is, get together with your girlfriends. Start a fucking scale. Your scale could be so much different, but I feel like we all need to be on the same page. Right?
Right.
So, for instance, our scale is 0, you haven't had a sip.
Nothing.
10, you're fucking blacked out. Which, I know, that's hard to go from a 0 to a 10, but, like, you gotta fit it in there. So, like, Carly will say, oh, I'm a fucking 5, but I'll have to remind her, oh, 10 is blackout, and she'll go, oh, I'm a fucking 4, okay? Guys, it is so important. And the day and age that we live in, it's really important that you get on the same page with your friends. You need to make sure that
your friends are, like, good. Like, it's honestly, on a safety standpoint, it's so important because, honestly, me and Casey have had our fair share of times when we're like, girl, like, I'm a 9. I'm not okay. Take me home. And, like, being the good friends that we are, we just leave each other. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she is not kidding. We fucking, oh, my God. You're not wrong. We let each other drive across the street less than a quarter of a mile.
Every man for them fucking self.
No, don't listen to that. That is bad advice. But everyone, get on the same scale. It's very good. So everyone needs to get on their same fucking scale and just please watch out for each other, care for one another.
Especially us college girls. Like, it's a scary fucking world out there.
Okay, and let me tell you what, next episode we're gonna let you guys we're gonna let you guys in on Carly's, like, relationship, and we're gonna let you in on mine. I'll give you guys a sneak peek.
Girls, okay. You do not want to miss this because it's gonna rock your goddamn world.
Okay, so let me tell you what. So I am in a fucking so you're gonna get, like, the widest range, like, the widest spectrum
possible. Basically, all the laughable, relatable stories are from me, so just get ready.
She's right. She's way more fun than me, but I'll give you, like, the most sensible options. So, I've been in a relation, like, a committed relationship for 3 years, and Carly has been in a just interesting,
distant,
like, not, like, I don't know what you call it, but for 3 years, so we're gonna, like, hit all the emotions.
Girls, you're going to relate to every single aspect of our talk, so don't miss it.
Guys, we have so much to talk about.
You think, honestly, when we started this, I didn't think we would have that much, but, like, come on.
We really do. We have good stories.
And it might honestly overlap with things you've heard before, but it's from a different perspective.
That's the perspective they never, because, okay, love Sophia and Alex and call her
honestly,
daddy.
Idols.
But they came from money.
But they also, they're older. They're a little older. You know what I mean?
But they came from money.
Okay.
We're fucking broke.
I mean, I don't want to, like, out them. Like, maybe they didn't and they just, like, got to, like, where they are, you know?
Yeah, they talked about where they came from.
We haven't even, like, gotten that far to, like, get to a money place. You know?
You guys are probably never going to hear this episode
again. No, you're going to hear it because come on, let's go.
I love them. I idolize them. Like, you're my Sophia to my Alex.
Honestly, guys, that has been, like, the entire second half of our semester. Like, Casey Coburn, you are the Alexandra, if that's even your name.
Carly Soder, you're my Sophia, but you guys are not going to regret this. I swear to fucking Christ.
Honestly, we got shit to
talk
about.
Get fucking excited. Carly's a hoe. And I have so much shit to tell you about her.
Even my mom calls me a hoe, so let's just get with it. Let's go. Let's go, girls.
Baby girls.
Thank you for listening to our first epi.
And never forget, baby girl,
what's your number? Tune in next week because we got some fucking deets.